Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 126, an update on the Human Race documentary and much more. Welcome to the Mojo for Running podcast. I'm the coach, Debbie Voiles, and this is the podcast for middle of the packers, regular people not afraid to work up a sweat, who embrace the outdoors and that wonderful feeling of endorphins surging through their veins. My goal is to provide the information you need to achieve your goals. First, let me say it's great to be back in my podcasting chair, talking to my Mojo for Running community. I'm appreciative that you're still out there, and I want to thank you for your emails, reviews, and testimonials over the last few months. They mean a tremendous amount to me. I've got lots more about the human race to tell you about, but first, I want to give you a highlight of what's coming. While I haven't been producing new episodes in the last few months, don't think they haven't been rolling around in my head. I've done more running in the last year than any other year. And when I look at the hours, I've spent more time in the company of more runners than ever before. That means they've given me lots of ideas, many things that we need to talk about. I want to give you a highlight of a few of the next podcasts, the topics that I have coming up in random order, and then we'll talk about the human race. Over the past 6 months, I've heard and read online and on blogs, etc., and in various Facebook groups, where people describe a bad run and say, I need some advice on how to change my nutrition because I think that's the problem. And then a lengthy discussion ensues about gels, goos, and all manner of nutrition. This is the number one thing I'm anxious to get into, so that very well may be my next episode. Another will be an intimate topic. A male listener emailed me a while back saying his wife would like to run, but she has the problem of slight incontinence whenever she tries to run. Oh gosh, she is not alone. This is an issue for a large percentage of women. I didn't realize just how many until after receiving this question. I asked for input from the women in my Run Tampa Facebook group, and it was like I opened the floodgates. Within hours, I had input from about 30 different women of all ages, all levels of running experience. Some sending me links, some private messaging me, some comments from people in the medical field, and now I have plenty of advice to pass on to that kind hubby and all the other women dealing with that problem. I'm also working on an episode about electrolytes. I wrote a lengthy email to a friend training for her first marathon, outlining the options and considerations, and realized that was information that many people would appreciate. So that will also be an episode in the near future. We'll be discussing breathing problems too. I already have an episode, number 25, titled Breathing Issues, but I keep getting comments and emails and questions about that, about the issue of breathing. And I have realized from what people say that more and more people seem to be being diagnosed with exercise-induced asthma. Well, I have some news and a possible solution that I only became aware of in the last couple of weeks, but it is quite promising. I'm going to continue to research it, but that's coming up as well. That's just a start. I've got a long list of topics in the queue, but still, if you have any suggestions, anything you'd like for me to podcast about, by all means, send it along, deb@runtampa.com. I know many have been waiting many months for another episode. I understand and I appreciate all your input. I understand that it's hard for you to wait and imagine why it would be so hard for me to get back to it, but keep in mind that my first priority has to be Run Tampa, the local club that I founded. It keeps me very busy and I have no employees. I'll say this, though, about my podcast, and I think I've mentioned it before. It costs me about $200 a month to keep my podcast and the website, Mojo for Running, up and hosted, even when I'm not recording new episodes. And you notice I don't have podcasters except advertisers except occasionally. So, I'm constantly in a situation of trying to justify whether to keep the podcast up even when I'm not doing new episodes. I don't want to pull them down, but that's a lot of money for me to be throwing out to the running universe every month. Occasionally, someone will ask if they can make a donation, and I really appreciate that. I had donate buttons on my site for a while, and you know, if you've been a listener for a while, I used to remind you of that. You could, at that time, buy me a virtual cup of coffee for about $5 or a virtual dinner or so on and so on, so forth. Occasionally, people would donate, but the problem is it really wasn't very much. So I got frustrated and just took them down. It really wasn't worth it to occupy that much of my website with that when there just, it was a dribble coming in and it was just frustrating. My two podcasts, the thing is they've been downloaded over 770,000 times in 187 countries, but every one of those downloads was free. If people paid just a nickel per download, that would be $38,000. And I think most people would be fine with paying a nickel. But the fact is, that's not the way it works. I do have my online coaching program, and that does help. More on that later. I have totally revamped it and relaunched it. Anyway, I've put a donation button back on the Mojo for Running website. Just one donation button, and you can donate any amount. I'm committing right now to doing 12 more episodes of this podcast. At the end of that time, I'll decide what to do, and it will largely be based on the donations or on finding a business to underwrite all the episodes. If I pull them down, though, I will try to get them into a book. Now, let's talk about The Human Race. That's a documentary film about runners over 50, which I helped to make. I'm one of the producers, and the film features six of my Run Tampa runners, as well as a few other remarkable older runners from around the country. And of course, I'm in it too. The Run Tampa runners in the film all happen to be over the age of 60, with one who is 70 and one who's 81. But you'd never know that by looking at them or by being around them. And by the way, these people are all running half marathons or longer. They're not doing 5Ks, at least not the six that are my runners. The film also features running icon Catherine Switzer. If you don't know that name, please Google it. Much more about Catherine Switzer in a few minutes. We wrapped up production in January, and I got to travel to Los Angeles for the premiere in June. I admit to being a bit nervous because the awesome and incredible Liz Vassey, executive producer, actor, screenwriter, had around 70 hours of footage to edit down to a reasonable length for a documentary. I had only actually seen a small part of the footage, just what was being shot here in the Bay Area. But I couldn't imagine how she could do it. How would she be able to do that much cutting and still have a good product? I know that's done. I know that's how they make documentary films, but I couldn't even wrap my head around how hard that would be. I wouldn't want that job, but Liz assembled a talented team. And with her guidance, the film perfectly expresses her original vision and message that you're never too old to start running and that once you start, you never have to stop. Catherine Switzer is a big part of the film, and she was the perfect person to explain this message. Catherine led the running revolution for women. Most famous for being the first woman who officially ran the Boston Marathon in 1967, she became perhaps the most impactful woman in sports, forging the path for women in sports over several decades. You may remember the iconic photos of her being tackled when the race director of the Boston Marathon, who was riding on a press truck alongside the race route, spotted Catherine and realized there was a woman in his race. If you haven't seen those photos, go to CatherineSwitzer.com and you can see black and white photos of the race director trying to tackle Catherine. Really, I'm not making this up. Happily, he failed because Catherine was running with her boyfriend, who more or less body blocked the race director. And Catherine went on to finish the race, more determined than ever after that incident. Those photos provide a photographic record that captured the start of a movement, a revolution that led eventually to the women's marathon being added to the Olympics, and to the situation we have today, in which more than half of the people entering races are women. Young people now will have a hard time imagining that back in the 60s, it was commonly thought that it would be dangerous for women to do many sports, especially distance events, even 5Ks. In the film, Catherine explains that this is the second revolution, that people like she and I, she's 71 and I'm 64, are part of a second revolution, this time to reverse the stereotypes about what people, both men and women, should and can do when they get older. If you haven't seen the film's trailer, I'll link to it in the show notes, and I have it on the Mojo for Running Facebook page and on my Mojo for Running website. And you should know this, Catherine ran the New York City Marathon last November, making her the first woman in history to run two marathons 50 years apart. I highly recommend also that you grab a copy of her book titled Marathon Woman. It's a fascinating first-person account of the progress of women's running in this country, well, around the world, penned by the person who led the charge. By the way, don't get the idea that this documentary is just about women. There are some incredible men in it as well. The film, The Human Race, will have you at times wearing goosebumps and at other times laughing out loud. My girls are pretty funny. They're funny all the time. But more than anything else, they and the others will inspire you. This film will make you excited about your future and anxious to slip into your running shoes for your run tomorrow. These runners don't look, act, or feel their age. I joke that I don't think their butts ever hit the couch. When they aren't running, they're at a yoga class or a class at the gym, and I don't mean those classes for older people where they actually exercise while sitting in chairs. No, they're lifting weights or spinning, or they're stand-up paddleboarding, or riding bikes for fitness or with their grandchildren, or traveling all over the world. They are not on the couch or in a chair. They're not watching TV or grazing at a buffet. They're living life, and they'll make you want to make every day count just like they do. They're doing whatever they want to do. This film will change the way you look at the years ahead, whether you're 50 or 15. Just think about it. What if getting older, being in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s, yes, two people in the film are in their 80s. What if you knew that when you got to be that age, you could do everything you're doing now? It would change what you do now, and it would change your whole mental attitude about the rest of your life. Okay, so now I know what you're thinking. When do we get to see it and where? Well, that's all being worked out right now. I'll have news very soon. If you're in the Tampa St. Pete area, be sure to join the Run Tampa Facebook group. That group has 4,800 members. I'll post the announcement about the local premiere there. And by getting involved with that group, you'll get to meet and know the six ladies in the film. Well, five of them. One, Velma, 81, lives in Atlanta now, but she's still one of us. We filmed in St. Pete at Vinoy Park, in Clearwater, atop the Clearwater Causeway and the Clearwater Beach, in Safety Harbor, near the spa, and at Felipe Park, and in Tampa on the Bayshore, and at breakfast at the Goody Goody, our weekly Sunday morning breakfast spot, after we run on the Bayshore on Sunday mornings. If you'd like to see pictures of the premiere and photos from the filming, I'll post a link to the most recent issue of Run Tampa magazine, where I included photos and an article. And while I'm mentioning that, I publish a magazine for Run Tampa full of pictures of our many activities. Even if you're not from the area, you might enjoy it. It could be a template for your club. The last issue had about 40 pages. It also includes photos from our recent trip to Boston to do a destination race, the Boston Run to Remember. It also includes an article I wrote about running cadence. I'll post a link in the show notes and on the website. And something came up multiple times at the premiere. There were about 200 guests there, and at the cocktail party that followed, several people, mostly who lived in California, expressed the desire to run with my Run Tampa group. I invited all of them to do just that, and I invite you as well. The Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete area is an amazing hotspot for running, with gorgeous, majestic places to run, and I try to make sure my Run Tampa group gets to enjoy all of them. I invite you to plan a vacation or even a long weekend around some runs with my group, or maybe you travel to this area for work. We love to have visitors from outside the area come and run with us, and we frequently do. A few weeks ago, somebody was here from Amsterdam, and that was her second trip to the area on business, and now she'll always run with us while she's in town. Another idea is that you could come for a race weekend. If you go to the Run Tampa website, you'll see a comprehensive race calendar with, at any given time, over 100 Central Florida and Gulf Coast races listed. Now, I'm only at a small percentage of those races, maybe 15 each year, but that calendar will show you what's coming up over the next year in this area. If it's a race where I'll be participating with my Run Tampa Club, then the race will be listed on the calendar in bold and in blue. You can be assured that I will be there, and many members of my Run Tampa will be there as well. So those are great fun events. We'll be at the Tampa Police Memorial Run in mid-October at Richard's Run for Life the first Friday night. That's a Friday night race in November. We'll be at the Myakka River State Park Half and 5K in November, mid-November. And the very next weekend, the St. Pete Running Festival. That's the very next weekend. And then on Thanksgiving Day, we'll be at the Goody Goody Turkey Gobble. That's just a start. Then we also have three group races in December and three in January, followed by the finale for the whole year, really, for us, so the biggest event, which is the Gasparilla Distance Classic in February. So all that information is on the runtampa.com website. If you come to town, we have group runs on Wednesday evenings, Thursday mornings, and both Saturday and Sunday mornings, unless we're at a race. So there's your open invitation. You don't need to get approval or anything like that. Just show up. Now, I want you to know that I've updated my online coaching program. I mentioned that a few minutes ago. It's aimed currently toward beginner runners, people working up to their first 5K or 10K, or people who are working at bettering their performance at those distances. I've had the new site up and running for about 6 months, but I haven't even advertised it anywhere. It's just been a busy time for me. Still, there are about 50 people who've already joined, but this is my first public announcement of that. It's much more complete than my old program or than the one I had before. You can find it at coaching.mojoforrunning.com. It's a whole different website. One of the changes is that now you pay one fee for the whole year of access to the schedules. So you get a schedule of what to do every day of every week. You also get access to a dozen videos of me explaining exercises, stretches, or running form, cadence, etc., etc. So there's a lot there. The fee is just $50 right now for a whole year of access to everything. So no matter where you start, you can continue to progress from there without interruption for a year. And of course, there's more planned. I hope to get I had the program for the first half marathon on the other side. I just haven't gotten that up yet on the new site, but much more to come. I meant to mention that you can also get the first couple of weeks for free. So you get a chance to try it out and see what you think. Now, one thing I've been doing more of lately is posting to Instagram, but I don't post from the Mojo for Running account anymore because I just can't post for two different accounts. I only post now from my Run Tampa account. I hope you'll follow me and comment there. Okay, that's a lot for this issue, and I'm sure, or this episode, and I'm sure happy to be back. I feel like I'm finally getting caught up with some old friends, although you're not getting to say much. It's just me doing the talking, but at least I am happy to be back with you. And I hope you will, comment underneath where I post this episode on the Mojo for Running Facebook page so that way we do get to interact some. I hope you'll consider going to the mojoforrunning.com website and making a donation. Remember to check the show notes to see the trailer or check it out on the Mojo for Running Facebook page or on the website. And remember, if you like this podcast, if you want it to keep coming, it is donations over the next few months that will determine its future. Now, here is today's quote. A dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. That's from Colin Powell.